Greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss on today's edition, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That number is good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Give us a call. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. The question is this. Are skeptics welcome as far as Christ is concerned? Are we free to ask questions? Are we free to express our doubts and concerns? And if so, how is Christ going to respond to us? What kind of answers is he going to give? Is he going to shun us? Is he going to boot us out? Is he going to turn his back on us? Or is he going to listen to our questions and provide us the answers, provide us the truth that we need? And I think it's that latter answer, that Jesus Christ is going to listen to our doubts. He's going to listen to our concerns. He's going to listen to our questions, and he's going to answer with a tenderness, with a compassion, with a kindness that really sets our hearts and our minds at ease so that we can truly respond to him in faith. And we see that in one of his encounters, his post-resurrection encounters. It happened in Jerusalem in an upper room, and there was Thomas. So some of the others had already seen the risen Christ, but Thomas had not. And so he was still in doubt over Jesus, whether he had been raised from the dead or not. And so he says something to the disciples, and this is in John chapter 20, in verse 25. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." So this wasn't a hallucination or just some vision or some dream. They had actually seen Jesus Christ in his physical resurrected body. And Thomas said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." So he's expressing concern. He's expressing doubt. He's expressing skepticism. So he was the original skeptic as far as the resurrection of Jesus was concerned. And he said, "I have to have physical proof. I have to see it with my eyes. I have to put my hand in his hands and that mark on his hands. I have to put my hand in his side where that sword was placed, where that pierced his side. I have to do that before I will believe." Well, 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Now, this gives us a little clue as to what the quality and characteristic of the resurrection body is going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's going to be able to just move through walls at ease, that it's not going to be bound like our bodies are. So that's something to look forward to. And you can imagine what the disciples experienced when they saw him. "How did you get in here? We didn't hear the door open. We didn't see it open. How did you just appear?" And he says, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, and I love this, he knew Thomas's doubts. Mm-hmm. He knew that Thomas was a skeptic, and he knew exactly what Thomas needed. And so he said, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." So what does Jesus want for all of us? He wants us to believe. He wants our unbelief to become belief. So that's his desire. So what does that tell you about his willingness to work through any question, any doubt, any concern that you might have? If you have questions, ask them.
Yeah.
If you have doubts, raise them. If you have concerns, express them. Express them openly, freely. Jesus is not going to judge you. Jesus is not going to condemn you. Jesus is not going to turn his back on you. Jesus is not going to belittle you because you need those things for your unbelief to become belief.
Right. Yeah.
So here's what happened. Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God."
My Lord and my God.
Yes. So what are the responses to the risen Christ? Well, it didn't happen. it was just a made up story, and those who are telling that story are just foolish. They're loony bins. They're just crazy. They're crazy people. So that's one response to the story. Or they're lying. They've just made up this story for their own personal benefit, for their own personal gain. Like, well, we can just throw that one out the window because all the disciples were martyred for saying that Jesus had been raised from the dead. Or you can believe that it actually happened. And so when Thomas expressed his doubts and concerns and Jesus answered them, his unbelief turned to belief. How do we know? Because he knelt down and says, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." That would be us.
Yes,
we're
yes.
not going to see the risen Christ like Thomas did, but we can still have doubts. We can still have concerns, but we can get answers in the Word of God that are going to be delivered to us by the Spirit of God. So if you have concerns, if you're a skeptic, if you have doubts about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, raise those doubts. Ask those questions. There will be somebody that can give you answers that will satisfy your mind and enable your heart to turn from unbelief to belief. That's God's desire for you. That's Jesus' desire for you. Don't be afraid to express those concerns, because Jesus isn't afraid to answer them, and he will deliver truth that will set you free.
I can't think of a better time to pose those questions than right now on this edition of Basic Gospel. Give us a call, 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Lines available right now. We want to hear from you. Well, friends, as you bless the Basic Gospel message this month with your gifts, we're going to be blessing you with our Simple Gospel gift passage, package, I should say. It contains not one, not two, but three excellent resources to truly drive home the fact that we have now have redemption and new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgiveness. Well, can we outsend the grace of God? Bob Christopher answered that yesterday. No way. We'll gain assurance and freedom. Well, the resources include Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and two CD messages, Drive the Stake and Eternal Life. Now, these resources answer that long-held question about the finality of what we have received in the Lord Jesus Christ. As I said, is it possible to outsend the grace of God? I know some of us have probably tried. And am I freed from the clutches of the law? Can I be assured that my new life in Jesus is real and permanent? Well, answers to these very deeply held questions and more are what you will receive in the Simple Gospel gift package as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate at basicgospel.net. We'd love to get the Simple Gospel gift package into your hands. It'll be a tremendous blessing to you. Well, right now, let's pose those questions. 844-322-2742, the same number, and we would like to hear from you right now. We had a call that came in overnight, guys, and let's listen to that call right now.
How are you guys? This is Chris. I live in the Thumb, you know, in Michigan, north of Detroit, about 45 miles. I have a question about sinning, and I my life has changed so much since I turned to Jesus Christ and everything, but... And I don't look at porn or anything, but you still have thoughts of pretty women, and it's very hard to describe to you. You know, I pray twice a day. I just struggle with sin, and I have question about, I don't know, I know my salvation is there. But being obedient, you know, it's like I'm trying to be perfectly obedient, and I'm just having a rough time. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Well, Chris, we appreciate that question, and Chris is listening to us on our great new affiliate, WMUZ in Detroit, and we're certainly glad the broadcast reached you and you were able to ask this question, and it's certainly a question that all men struggle with. This isn't just unique to you. This is universal. So as far as, you know, overcoming sexual sin and you know, dealing with those fleshly desires, here's a truth that may shock you, but we need to really face it. we are new creatures in Christ. So when we come to Christ, we're born again, but that's a spiritual rebirth. So we're made alive in our spirits, and Christ Jesus comes to live inside of us. So we become one in spirit with Jesus, but we're housed in this earthly body, and within this earthly body are fleshly desires, and Paul even says that sin lives in these members. So there's never going to be a time in our human experience before we pass away, before these bodies die, that we're not going to battle with the desires of the flesh. They're just always going to be there. So Paul says, don't battle against the desires of the flesh. He says, walk in the Spirit. You have a new set of desires living in you. And those desires are sourced by the Spirit of God. So he is putting those desires. So as you walk by the Spirit, as you keep in step with the Spirit, and as you work out what the Spirit of God is doing inside of you, then you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So notice, and this is Galatians 5, 16 and 17, notice that the desires of the flesh do not go away. It simply says you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Now, that's important for us to know. So as you're going through life, I mean, we live in a world where, I mean, we're bombarded with television commercials, and they're all based on the premise, the axiom, that sex sells. So they're putting images of beautiful women in these commercials we see in television, on movies, and then just in everyday life, we encounter people all the time. And so our minds can start dwelling on that. But we have to realize that that's just our thinking, and that our thinking can be renewed. We don't have to give in to those desires that thinking might produce. So we have to realize that there's someone else at work in us, and that someone else is Jesus Christ himself. So here's what we need to realize. When those desires of the flesh are starting to intensify in our minds, what they're trying to do is to convince you that person over there isn't a person, isn't a human, it's just an object. So these desires of the flesh, the world system, Satan himself, are trying to get you to believe an error about that person you're fantasizing about, that she's just an object. Well, the Spirit of God is going to bring you back to truth, and it's going to bring you back to that point where you say, no, that's not an object. That's a person for whom Christ died. That's a person that Christ loves. That's a person that Christ wants to lift up and to enable them to flourish as human beings. And the only way for that to happen is through love. So God so loved that he sent Jesus. This Jesus lives in me. So if I can be in the process of loving her as Christ loved me, then things change. We won't gratify the desires of the flesh. So we need to come back to truth and allow God to enable us to see people as he sees them.
Yes.
And when he does, that's going to diminish the intensity of those desires of the flesh.
Yeah. You mentioned that you're having trouble with obedience. And obedience may not be what you think it is. The writer to Hebrews clearly tells us that obedience has to do solely with faith.
Right.
If I believe and accept who Jesus is and what he has done and what he is doing inside of me, then that faith response leads to the kind of responses you just talked about, Bob. But if I think obedience is, how did I behave today, and I had a bad thought, then I have failed and my whole day is ruined. Don't live there. Live by faith. I mean, again, the writer to Hebrews is not joking when he says, fix your eyes on Jesus. That's where our victory is. That's where the strength is. and he will bring it to pass. Yeah. He really will.
Yeah. And to walk by faith, and God has made your heart new mm-hmm. to want to do that.
Yes.
That's the desire of your heart. So if you're going to be obedient from the heart, you want to trust the Lord. Now, you're going to have to trust him in the midst of these
yes.
fleshly desires. So trust, just because you have fleshly desires doesn't mean you're not trusting the Lord.
Correct.
That just simply means you're human. You're still in this body mm-hmm. of flesh. Sin still lives in it. You live in this world that is anti-God, anti-Christ. So you're just going to naturally have those. But that's not who you are, and it doesn't mean you're not walking by faith.
Correct.
You're going to have to walk by faith in the midst of those desires. And as you walk by faith, walk by the Spirit, you will not gratify those desires. That's the victory that we have
yes.
in Jesus.
And a great victory it is. Friends, join us, 844-322-2742, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Richard, you and Bob, as well as I, know that we have had some wonderful opportunities that have been put before us as far as new broadcast affiliates, and we are talking about Detroit. We're talking about KCBC in Northern California. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Atlanta, Georgia, and there are others coming up. Describe to our listeners the importance of these new opportunities and the importance of undergirding this ministry with their support.
Well, you just heard one example of that importance. Here's a person who belongs to Jesus Christ and yet is struggling in his thought life.
Yeah.
We can help with that, not because we've got answers, but because Jesus has an answer, and we're willing to give you Jesus's answer. And that's true wherever this broadcast goes and by whatever means it goes, whether it's internet or radio or whatever. When you donate to us, you enable this message to go out to people who need to hear exactly what Jesus has accomplished and what he is doing in each of us. It's not mysterious.
Yeah.
It's real. It's practical. It's the gospel. It's why we call ourselves Basic Gospel. This gospel speaks to every situation in your life. And so when you have a chance to help us expand this ministry, then prayerfully consider helping us do it, because yeah. you are participating in this just as much as we are sitting here at these microphones.
Yeah.
And for Atlanta in particular right now, we have a matching gift set up.
Right.
And it's $25,000, and we've got people who have given towards that. We need more. Every dollar you give up to that $25,000 is doubled.
Yes.
And if we hit that goal, we will have, for all intents and purposes, paid for the first year. That's a blessing. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of blessing that you can be to people who need to hear about Jesus and need the life that only he can give.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, a guy like Chris more than likely isn't going to go to a church and ask that question.
Correct.
I'm struggling in my thought life.
Yeah.
I don't know how to overcome these sexual fantasies that are going on inside my head. But listening to a radio broadcast, there's freedom just to express, just to lay that question out mm-hmm. there and hopefully get an answer. Well, the Word of God does give an answer.
Yes.
Now, it's a sad state of affairs that we're not free to ask those kind of questions in church groups. We should be.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
should be the place that we're the most open. But oftentimes, that's the place where we wear the thickest mask so that we can hide behind and show, put forth a really good face, that everything's A-OK. Well, if you're human, not everything's not okay all the time. There's great days, there's bad days, there's struggles, there's conflicts, but there's victory in Jesus always. But we're only going to be able to find that victory when we're free to ask questions and know how the gospel really applies. I mean, Paul had this Chris in mind, me in mind, every person in mind when he wrote Galatians 5, about
yes.
walking in the Spirit, not gratifying the desires of the flesh. Why? Because that's a common struggle. We need the freedom to say that. Well, radio gives that kind of freedom. Mm-hmm. That's why we're asking you to support it, to be in partnership with us, so that we can continue to answer these questions, give straightforward, direct, biblical answers that will set people free
yes.
and will be an encouragement to them. So come on. Be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel.
I just knew there were good reasons.
Yes. One or two.
Yeah. We might be kind of passionate about
it. Yeah, just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can call and make a gift at 844-322-2742. Well, guys, a question sent to us through our Facebook channel from Emmett. He says, I just listened to your teaching about speaking in tongues. What about the verse where it says, it's my spirit and God's spirit communicating? And Jude verse 20, but you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in the most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. And the verse where, when I don't know what to pray, my spirit will pray. That's from Emmett, who wrote to us through Facebook.
Well, it's an interesting question. You know, we want to make, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, something more than it is. I mean, when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, you're allowing the Holy Spirit to direct your request instead of your flesh. You know, we have fleshly request. We can say, I want, all the money in the world. That's my flesh speaking. Mm-hmm. And we throw that out there, and then we add some caveats to it that I will give a big portion of it to, I'll give a big portion to Basic Gospel. And then by the time we start thinking how we're going to spend the money, we're in debt again. So there's praying in the flesh according to the fleshly desires, and there's praying in the spirit according to spiritual desires, according to the will of God. How are we going to discern the will of God if the Spirit of God isn't teaching us those things? Mm-hmm. So the Spirit of God has been put inside of us. He renews our mind. He takes the things of the Lord Jesus and makes them known unto us. He guides us into all truth. And so as we're responding to the Holy Spirit's work inside of us and our prayers follow suit, then we're praying in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So it's a simple thing, isn't it? But we try to complicate it.
Yeah, we do. Completely overcomplicate it. Most of the time when we're complicating it, we're thinking of ourselves.
Yes.
I'll tell you what'll happen when you're praying in the Spirit. He will start transferring your thoughts outwards to other people. Somebody needs something.
Yes.
He needs you. The Spirit needs you to follow through on his behalf. He's going to put that desire in your mind, lay it on your heart. If you walk by faith and act on that, you were both praying in the Spirit, and now you're taking someone else to Jesus. That, talk about a win.
Yes.
As opposed to, well, how am I going to get through the day?
Yes.
I don't really care how I'm going to get through the day much anymore. I'm only interested more and more in what does the Spirit want me to think and want me to do.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a very simple yet powerful way to pray.
Yeah.
And we just need to allow God's Spirit to teach us. Now, there's going to be times that we don't even know what to pray, and that's what
absolutely.
Paul's talking about in Romans 8. Well, the Spirit does, and maybe I can't express those words, but God's Spirit is expressing them to the Father on our behalf. So it's not like a language. It's just something deep within. We know the Spirit is praying, and we can take comfort in that.
Yeah,
so let's not make this more complicated than it needs to be. Let's just walk in truth. Let's walk by the Spirit and allow the Spirit to guide even our prayer life. And boy, that's when prayers become exciting to be to participate in.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from all of you, our listeners, who write to us or call us or get your question to us however you do. And there are many ways that you can do that, and you can do it by dropping an email to bob@basicgospel.net. You can call 844-322-2742. Just a lot of ways to communicate with us. We want to remind you, friends, that three excellent resources are contained in the Simple Gospel Gift Package, and they're going to be yours when you make your April gift to Basic Gospel. There's the book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and two CD messages, Drive the Stake and Eternal Life, resources that can deepen your understanding of the grace we've received and the love and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Request yours when you click donate at basicgospel.net or donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us today for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.